your name and your address so that I can get a recording level on the tape recorder?
Well, I'm living here.
What's this address?
502 Annie Dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your full name?
Lavinia Jarna.
Okay. Ma'am, I'd like to ask you start by asking you if you've always lived here in James City.
No, I moved out and come back.
You did?
I stayed in New York a long time.
Oh, okay.
And then I come back.
Were you born in James City then?
Yeah.
What part? What area?
In Graysville.
In Grayson?
Graysville, that's what it was called. It's called Graysville.
Graysville.
See, when you cross the road there, it's Graysville.
And there's a Brownsville?
This is Brownsville.
How come the neighborhoods got those names?
I don't know. Before I come along, that's what I don't know. See, it used to be James City up that way. Now they got, you see trailers running through underneath there. That was James City. Well, they put all the colored people out of there. That part, then, and they had to move over here, so they moved all the churches and everything over here, so that's how we got there.
Do you remember when it moved?
No.
Was that before your time?
I slightly remember, but not enough to know anything.
Do you remember the house that you grew up in?
Yeah.
What did it look like?
Nothing, but just, you know, a narrow house put together.
Uh-huh. How many rooms did it have?
I think four or five.
Uh-huh. Did it have electricity?
No, you know, when I grew up, they had nothing but lamps.
Lamps. How many kids were there in your family?
I think it was 10 or 12 of us.
So how'd you fit all those kids in that house?
Well, they made ways. Two or three of us slept in one bed, and two or three in the other.
Uh-huh.
And then we had like a couch.
Uh-huh.
Look, sit down.
And some people slept on the couch?
Yeah.
Did you know your grandparents?
Yeah.
You did? Did they live nearby?
Mm-hmm. One lived on the corner of Graysville there. They lived around, all of us lived around in sections, right in the same section. There.
All your family did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you visit your grandparents?
Yeah.
What would you do when you visited them?
Eat. Do something, then they'd beat me and I'd go back home. Yeah, my grandparents were very good.
Yeah.
We had good grandparents.
Yeah. What was so good about them?
They were small. I was small, I mean. And they would always bring us, when they go town shopping, bring us back a bag of candy and stuff like that. And they was good to us.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd go get a bag of apples. And a lot of them were spected, but they would bomb so they could cut it off and feed us all. Because my mother had 10 children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did your grandparents ever tell you any stories about when they were growing up?
Yeah, how they worked, that's all.
What would they tell you?
Like how they worked in the field and how they walked and picked berries. They used to go all around. The berries used to go on the ground. They used to call them blackberries or something. And they'd walk around and pick berries.
They sell them?
Camo nibbling and sell them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they made a living somewhere in the work down there. The fellas sat there, the men did. And the women's worked in the fields. It didn't bother them. They didn't seem to worry much as we worry now.
Your grandparents? Yeah. How come they didn't worry, do you think?
Well, they figured that was the way they came up. Yeah, I think that was the way they came up. They worked and their parents had to work to take care of. Now, I didn't know their parents.
Yeah.
But I know them.
Do you remember what they looked like?
Yeah.
What they looked like?
They was nice people, nice looking. And it was real nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of work did your father do?
My father?
Uh-huh.
I told you that to the fertilizer factory.
Worked at the fertilizer factory.
Yeah.
Did he ever talk to any of his kids about his work? Or?
No, he wasn't that tight.
What time would he leave in the morning?
Around 5 or 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. And then when would he be back?
Around 4 or 5. You'd have lunchtime off. They all worked. Didn't nobody play.
So that you said that was mainly where men worked down at the fertilizer factory?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any brothers that worked down there?
I don't remember. I don't remember. But I know my father did.
So you said you worked out in the field, though, and the women worked out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of, would you lived in James City, right? Where would you go to work?
Down the road.
Who, do you remember who you were working for?
Oh my God, no. There's so many farmers
was
down
it?
There.
Okay, so it was a lot of different people then.
Yeah. I go work for you today. If we finish your crop today, then we go to another one. Can't remember none of them. Mr. White was one.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was. Don't ask me for his name, because all I know is White.
Did you, who made the arrangements to get to work? Did your mother?
No, he come around there, come and ask you if you wanted to go pick beans, whatever they wanted you to do, if you wanted to do it, they would ask you.
Go, or would it just be a couple of
kids? No, a couple of kids, or either my mother went, or something like that.
Would the kids split up and go to different farms?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice working like that, I reckon.
You think it was nice?
I reckon, I don't know.
Did you like it?
I didn't like the work, because I didn't want to work.
I remember you telling me that. How come you didn't want to work?
Well, you know how lazy children is. They want to play.
Did you try and get out of it?
No, I bet not. I had I got a beating.
Yeah.
Nah, I got a whooping if I had started that mess.
Right. What would you do when you were working in the field? What would you do to pass the time?
Pass the time working? I mean, didn't have nothing to do, nothing but work all day.
Would you talk?
Talk to the people in the field like that. And you ain't got to talk too much because you ain't got to stick your mouth in grown people's businesses at that time. Now you can't do nothing because the children sticks their mouth in it. But then you couldn't.
In grown people's business?
Mm-hmm. You didn't mess in their business.
What about, did you play any, while you were working, did you play any
no.
games?
No, not while we were working.
What kind of farm work did you do specifically?
We'd pick cotton. We would work in tobacco and work in the cornfields. We'd work in any field. Oh, my cousin gone home.
You said you didn't like working in the field.
I didn't, but I just had to work
you
in there. That sun would be hot.
Right, right.
But
did you ever work, what kind of work did you do when you worked with tobacco?
Handed tobacco, either, we had to tie it on a stick. Call it looping tobacco.
Looping.
Mm-hmm.
What would you prefer to do, working with cotton or working with tobacco?
Well, either one was worse. Cotton was worse because when you put your hand in there, sometimes you stick your hand, with them buds. But the tobacco was the best. But you just had to pull it off and there. Somebody with a wagon pushing behind you and take the tobacco.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever sing any songs while you were picking tobacco?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember that. But you didn't sing no junk like they sing now. all them people sung, because you was in with the old people. They sung church songs.
Did they? Mm-hmm. Did they ever sing any blues songs?
Blues? No.
Just church songs?
Church songs. Mm-hmm. You sung in the... Well, the children didn't mess around with that much. Because the parents always had them so they would sing church songs. And when Sunday come, you had to go to church.
Mm-hmm. What church did you go to?
Pilgrim Chapel. No, yeah, first St. Luke's.
Yeah.
And then we went to the built St. John O'Neill, and we went there for a while, and then we got our church.
Mm-hmm. That's over on the other side of the highway, right?
Right.
Baptist
Church.
Do you remember when you got baptized?
Slightly.
What do you remember about it?
They put my nightgown on me, and the man, the preacher, came in the water.
Did you feel different after you got baptized?
I don't know. I can't remember that.
Did you go to the moaning bench?
Yeah.
You did? Mm-hmm. Was there a revival before?
Yes, ma'am.
What was that like?
It was nice, because all the people would come to church, and they'd sit up there and sing the different church songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And pray. That's the way it was nice.
Uh-huh. What kinds of things would you do for fun?
Pull up straw broom like thing, pull up the grass and take the doll baby and plait the hair, wash him and plait the hair, and be played like that.
Uh-huh.
Children didn't play like they play now.
Right.
And we plait their hair, we all would make a girl doll, girl and make a boy doll, and we all have a nice time.
Uh-huh.
The time we had playing, we didn't have time till after we come from work, you know,
right.
Like that.
When were you going to school?
Well, the school wasn't when school started in September, I reckon. It was right around in the neighborhood. Maybe you had a school to your house. Somebody had one to that house, like that.
So people had different schools in different houses.
Mm-hmm.
A
little while, not much.
Mm-hmm. How come you didn't go very much?
My mother had so many children, I had to wait.
Yeah.
I had to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
And not... My father went down there. Well, you know he was going to buy his little wine or whatever he drank. I don't know what it was.
Your father drank?
Yeah, he drank it a little.
Mother think that he didn't bring all of his money home?
He brought it home, except what he'd take a little for himself.
Right, right.
He had to bring it home. He had no choice, all them children.
Yeah. How long did your father work at the fertilizer factory?
Oh, for years. Oh, my God, and I know them, he was waking to it.
Really? Mm. Was he working there when you left home?
No, he had quit. Yeah, was he? My father was dead when I left home, wasn't he?
Really? How did he die?
I think he had pneumonia.
He did.
Mm.
Did your mother remarry?
No.
She was raising those kids then all by herself.
Yeah, so you didn't have no school time. You had work time.
Did your grandparents help out at all?
His mother did.
Yeah. How did she help?
Well, little she could go out and scrap up and pick up. She'd bring and help her mama with her children and help her other children. She had a lot of them. That was one of the boys who was sitting there, one of her grandsons.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So your father died when you were still at home, so all your kids had to work.
All of us had to work. We didn't have no time to play.
Mm-hmm. What married?
Yeah.
How'd you meet your husband?
That's what I've been wondering. I met him in the street somewhere.
In the street somewhere?
Over there while I was working.
Yeah. How long did you court?
Oh, I think about a year, I think maybe not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where did you get married?
At the courthouse.
At the courthouse?
Dealers.
Mm-hmm. Did the two of you then farm?
Mm-mm.
What kind of work did you do?
On the farm.
Huh?
Still worked on the farm.
Yeah.
Didn't farm. He didn't. He worked at the fertilizer factory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you stay with your mom or did you go get a house yourself?
I had a house myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, were you farming pretty much all your life or did you do other kind of work as well?
Yeah, I did housework.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Where did you do
housework? Oh, never.
Mm-hmm. Did you do day work or did you do live-in work?
No, day work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Say you wanted your house clean, I'd go there and clean it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
How did you find out about who wanted their house clean?
They would come and let you know.
Mm-hmm.
See, most all of them older people know each other.
The older black and white people?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Help them too. I always help them. I always felt sorry for them. Some of them was old or too old to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they were mean as the devil, but
they were.
Yeah, man.
How do you mean?
They was cranky.
Yeah? What would they do?
Holler at you, make you do their work. And whatever you had to do, they'd make you do it just like your mother would, but they wouldn't hit you or nothing. But they'd school you, and then they're going to tell your mother, and you know you was going to get a beating, because they wasn't going to believe me, they'd believe them. And that's how we worked. We got along pretty good. We didn't go hungry, and different one had grown-up children. They would give my mother the clothes, you know, the children clothes that they didn't want, it went like that.
Where'd you do your shopping?
Old Town.
Mm-hmm. Where? Old Town?
Old Nibbon.
In town?
Yeah.
What specific places would you go to?
Oh, I don't know. I know one of them was Armstrong Group. I don't know. My mother didn't know the shop.
What about when you were married? Where did you do your shopping?
Old Nibbon.
Mm-mm.
I can't even think of one of them name.
Were there places that you couldn't go to because you were a black woman?
No. They would let you go in and buy your stuff and come on out.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing. We could buy our groceries or whatever you had and come on out. You didn't hang around there,
right.
But you'd go in and get your stuff and come on out.
Right. Were there any places in James City that were considered bad places? Go to?
Bad places?
Yeah.
No.
Like maybe liquor houses, juke joints?
Oh, I imagine they may have been, but I wouldn't know. You after a certain time, your mother made you come in.
Right.
You don't stay out like your children stay now.
Did you hear about them?
No, I didn't. I don't know. I see my father with some, but I never know.
Down the street, she told me her father owned the pool hall.
Yeah. Oh, I was grown when he got there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I married his brother.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you ever go to the pool hall?
No, I didn't.
No, that was the place that only men went?
Men went there.
Yeah.
I guess women went there. I don't know because I didn't never go there. Sit down around the house and sew, get me a piece of material and sew something and mess around. Or either go to your house or somebody's house, you know, like that. You sit down and talk.
Would you go visit people then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never went to them joints like that. I'm calling them joints. You shouldn't call them that. But I never went to them.
When would you do your visiting? What time of day would you do your visiting?
When you wasn't working. On Sundays, we went to church. We come home. We go see the sick and go around like that.
How many children did you have yourself, ma'am?
Two.
You did?
Two boys.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did they, when you were doing, when you were cleaning people's houses, were you also working in the fields? Were you also farming?
Yeah, helping people farm, especially when the days that I didn't have no work. Say, you didn't want me today, you had to go somewhere. Well, then I would work on the farm. I would pick berries, stuff like that. Didn't bother us, I guess, because we was outside, we wasn't in.
Did you still not like to work?
I still like to work. No, but I love working. I hate staying home. I'm talking here. I like working.
Yeah.
I hate the idea of sitting down here and now I can't work.
Yeah.
I always like to work.
Did you and your husband own your house? Did you buy it or did you rent it?
Yeah, my house, I lived there.
When you and your husband got married, did you own it?
No, we rented. We didn't have no money. Though. You couldn't buy. I didn't have no money to buy one.
Did you ever? I mean, once you were together and making money, did you buy a house or did you?
You bought the house right over there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you and your husband buy it?
Yeah.
How long were you married to him?
Oh Lord, I was married to him about 20 years or more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He died.
How old
were your kids when he died?
Well, my kids was already...
Grown?
No, my kids was dead when he died.
How did your children die?
Service. So, he died in service.
Mm-hmm.
He died right here. See, because we went to New York and stayed there.
Oh. When did you go to New York?
I don't know, Lord, how much, I don't know.
Had you just gotten married?
No, I got my children, had children, had the two boys.
Were the boys young
mm-hmm.
when you went up there?
Yeah.
How come you went up?
Well, everybody else was going, so you try what somebody else do. It's crazy.
How was New York different?
A lot different because you got more for your work.
Got paid better?
Yeah. It was a lot different. And I had part of my family and he had part of his family was up there. We got, it was nice.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do up there?
I did housework, cleaned some factories or do something. I guess.
New York. What kind of work did your husband do when you got up there?
Factory.
What kind of factory work? Different kinds?
Different kinds.
Where did you live in New York?
In Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What was your neighborhood like?
Nice. It was all right. Our neighborhood was nice.
Was it
an
all-black neighborhood?
No, it was mixed up.
Uh-huh. How was it different living in
Well, I don't know. It was all right. We all got along all right. You know, there was a lot of Italians and different kind of people, Western, all types. We got along all right. I can't tell you about them. We went to clubs and things. Get off them walls and get back over there. This child gonna drive me to drink. You'll see what's going to happen to you. And I'm still beating.
Mm-hmm. So, ma'am, we were still talking about New York. How long did you stay in New York?
I stayed in there about 15 years already.
Oh, so it was quite a while.
Yeah.
What said you lived in Brooklyn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you do, say, your marketing in that area?
On Park Avenue, you know, they had them big markets, like, uh-huh. But they had grocery stores, the big grocery stores all around.
Would you go to those?
Yeah. Then I was in a hurry and didn't have time to mess around.
Yeah? What about clothes?
Oh, that was downtown. You could get them.
Uh-huh. Would you still, remember you told me that what you did for entertainment when you were here is that you visit people? Would you be visiting people?
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of things would you do?
Go to church and visit people.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. Some of them comes down here to see me now.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the younger ones, the older ones, don't much.
How come you came back to James City then?
Because I was tired up there. I come back with my mother and all of them.
Because you were tired, did you say? What were you tired of?
Tired up there.
What were you tired of?
I don't know. I'd rather been home. It was nice up there. I mean, it wasn't bad, rough like it is now. It was nice up there. You could go out, you could go to church. I go over to the movies.
Was there something that happened that made you decide to come back?
Mm-mm.
Just decided to come back?
Mm-hmm.
Did your husband come back with you?
Mm-hmm. Both my sons had died.
By then?
Yeah. See, they got hurt. They died in the army. They was army.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back. Huh?
When you were, so what did you do then when you came back here to Newburgh? I mean, to James City.
Stayed here and went to work.
Yeah? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you do again?
Factory work at any time I could get.
Did you have any of the people that you worked for doing housework, did you have any people that you particularly liked and any people that you didn't like very much?
I liked them all. I never had nobody I disliked.
But some of them you said were kind of grumpy.
Yeah, then I quit them.
You did. Right. Did you know women who were doing live-in work, who were living in?
No, they didn't have that then. Didn't have no living. Everybody went home and at a certain time, then they come back the next morning.
What time would you start work at?
You can start at 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock if you want.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say nothing.
When did you get home then?
Time to cook yourself and your children and get out of school.
About what time?
I say about 3 o'clock or 4 or something.
How would you get to the places where you
walk? Walk.
What about if it was raining?
You walked. Take your umbrella and walk.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have no cars. No, that way. And the first man got a cold, yeah, everybody like to have a fit.
Really?
Yeah. Because nobody had no cars over here. Yeah.
Who got it?
Mrs. Dunson.
Dunson?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of car was it?
I don't know that. Now, imagine it was a Ford. I don't know.
What did it look like to you? I mean, describe what it looked like. Not just when you first saw it, what did you think?
Saw the car.
Saw the car.
To something to me. He lives right down the street there somewhere. He got that car, and he was the only one, and everybody said he was the only rich man. That's what the people said.
Mm-hmm.
But he worked just like anybody else, and then he got his money, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
His children all was older than my mother's.
You know? Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Dunson, his name was.
Sam Johnson?
Dunson.
Dunson.
Mm-hmm. And he got him that car. It was nice. What number of old car? I don't got no new car.
Did he carry children around, give them rides?
Are you kidding? Not that hateful man.
Ooh, what was so hateful about him?
He wasn't. He just thought he was better than anybody else.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was, because he had more money.
What kind of work did he
I don't know. It was over old towns or some factory or some over there.
But he was richer than other
people. Yeah.
But he lived over here.
Mm-hmm. Right down there by that church.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Were there other people who you knew who were like that? Who?
No, not too many. If they did, they didn't show it.
Oh, okay.
They didn't show it.
Did you know of, when I was talking to Miss Gavin, she told me that that there were young women and young men who were dating, who perhaps shouldn't have been dating, say young white men and young black women, or young black men and young white women. Did you hear about
no.
that?
No. I never known that. And I don't think it would have lasted. Them white folks would have killed.
Really?
Yes, they would have.
Why do you think that?
Because they didn't allow them mix together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not down here now. Oh, well, maybe she knowed it. Because, see, she's so much younger than me.
So maybe by the time she was...
They was mixing.
But when you were coming up...
You didn't mix. Mm-mm.
Was there anything going on in secret?
Not as I knew of. But after we come from work, you didn't go out. I didn't go out. I couldn't tell. No, you didn't fool around. The white didn't mess with the color, and the color boys didn't mess with the white color. You know, they didn't mix up like that.
Did you ever hear of any women getting hurt by white men?
No.
That it wasn't their fault that somebody hurt them.
No.
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 When you were going to school, did any of your teachers talk to you about boys?
Just tell you be careful and don't hang out with all of them like they usually do. They was older teachers, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were there any young girls who made a mistake and got pregnant?
Yes.
What would happen to them with that?
Most generally, the man would marry.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were there people who men didn't marry? Young girls who men didn't marry?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember any.
Yeah. Well, would their girlfriends, how would the girls' girlfriends react, or parents in the community?
All right.
It was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The boy most after married him.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their babies and gone down the street on with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. We didn't have no trouble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you remember seeing Jim Crow signs? The signs, white and colored? Signs like at the water fountains or the
fountains? Yes, they had them. You go here and they go there. And you go to this bathroom over here and they go to this one over here. They had all them now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever know anybody who didn't follow those signs?
Everybody followed them. Mm-hmm. Especially this way. Everybody followed those signs.
People talk about them?
Yeah, they just say they'd be glad and it'd be so you can go anywhere you want. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of places you could go and you couldn't go.
Like what places couldn't you go?
A lot of grocery stores and different things. You had to go around the side though, the color there. Yeah, there was a lot of them. And...
What would happen to you if you didn't go down through the side door?
They wouldn't let you in. They wouldn't sell it to you. They'd tell you straight, you know you're not allowed in this stuff like that. Yeah. They had signs. You was know which door to go in, which door not to go in. We had the colored movies, you had to go to that. And you knew there was the colored churches. And then they changed it. It was different.
Was there a movie theater here in James City?
No.
You always had to travel to Newburgh.
Always have to, always have, and always will. There's some down that way, down towards Moorhead. But everybody used to go new, and I guess they figured for out and from. Mm-hmm. They go over there to them same movies, all of them go. I guess they figured that surviving for these over here and from them out for and out that way to go to new. Don't ask me how can you figure why they figured it out. I never tried.
Fishermen in this area to try and get
catch fish.
Right.
Yeah.
Did anybody in your family do that?
No.
Where would they sell their fish?
Old town to the fish market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fish markets were bomb, and those colored people over there had fish markets too, so you could go to either one of them. And then it got so you could go anywhere you want and buy the fish in a store.
Yeah. So there was a colored fish market as well?
Huh?
You said when you were coming up there was a colored fish market?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a fish market. He was a wealthy man.
Yeah? Yeah. When were you born, ma'am?
Huh?
When were you born?
1909. May the 1st.
May Day?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. So when you came back to live here in James City, what part, did you come over to this part of town then, to Brownsville?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come over here.
By that time, how old were you about?
Oh, I guess about 20 or 30.
When you came back?
Yeah. And I've been here since.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember having any family celebrations when you were growing up? Anything like birthdays or holidays?
No. They didn't have them.
How come?
I don't know. But you know them old people didn't believe in them, a lot of stuff like that. They'll tell you first they had to work too hard to get what they wanted. To get something. And they ain't gonna put it on. No, they didn't have it. But now they have it.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't then. Mm-hmm. Them people had to work hard to have a living, you know? And they wasn't gonna spend it on no birthday party or no party. But if some children would come around, my mother would bake a cake or some cookies like that and give them. But they didn't have no party.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't have it. If they had it old town, that I didn't know because I didn't hang out over there.
Mm-hmm. So did you take care of your brothers and sisters?
Mm-hmm.
You were sort of like babysitting?
Yeah. I hope my mother didn't mind my brothers and sisters because it was so much younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your other brothers and sisters go to school?
Yeah. All of them did though now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got one brother in New York, and I got one sister in New York.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ma'am, if you were to think about what kind of values your mother gave to you to bring, to take you into adulthood, what would you say those are? Values. What kinds of values? Things that were important to you.
Church.
Church.
That was her biggest. She believed in church.
What did it mean to her?
It meant a lot to her. Her religion was all. She meant that. She went to church. And Saturday evenings, when they go shopping, they would take us and cast some of us one time and some of us another time.
Mm-hmm.
you know, when we were small, they couldn't take us all. Because you had to walk, and she couldn't carry all them children. I thank God it's so much different now. Girls don't have no trouble.
Did your parents have a buggy or a wagon?
Have a wagon. We had a wagon for a while, and then it got out of hand. The horse died. Mm-hmm. And then we walked. Or somebody come along with their wagon and give us a lift.
Pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Does your mother have a garden in her house?
Yeah. We have a garden.
Yeah?
Butter beans, corn, everything. We raise it right in the yard, in the garden.
Did she can?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you remember canning time?
Yeah, I remember that. But don't ask me, because I didn't.
Because you didn't do it?
No.
How come?
I was too lazy.
Did your mother get angry with you because you were lazy?
No, because she'd make me do something else.
Do you remember when you got electricity?
No, I can't remember that, but it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. I can't remember when we got lights. They had to put them all over, I guess, when they put them all nibbling, but I don't remember.
Did your life change when you got lights?
Yeah.
How?
When we got lights, because we didn't have to mess with the lamp. We had to drag that kerosene can up and down the street buying kerosene, and it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But that's been a good while ago.
Was the house brighter?
Brighter, yes.
How was that?
I don't know. The electric was better.
What other kinds of things did you have that you didn't have before when you didn't have lights?
Counts and lamps. And there wasn't nothing else we had.
Yeah.
And that's funny, they had them in the churches and everywhere. And it didn't bother them.
About kids. Who made decisions in your house about disciplining the kids?
My mother.
How would she do it?
Spank us.
Were there other people in your neighborhood who could discipline you?
Yeah. You didn't walk on, no, you wasn't like these children. Look how it's raining. You didn't be fresh with these, like these children is not. Now, a kid come in here. Kid come in here, they'll sass you out, or come out there, you say something to piece you out. You couldn't do that.
What would happen to you?
You would spank them if I didn't. If I didn't spank my kid, you would. People made the children mind then. Mm-hmm. They ain't like the children is now. Mm-hmm.
Was there somebody in your neighborhood when you were growing up, besides your mom and dad, who was really special to you, who you spent a lot of time with?
Yeah, my aunt, my grandmother. We all had it, all lived together.
What was so special about them?
They was nicer. They cooked cakes. They always cooking. And then with tater pies and stuff like that. That's the garbage truck. Go on back. Don't be so nosy.
It's raining.
She know it. I say she know it, and they would always have something for children when you come around. But now you didn't go to everybody's house.
Which houses did you choose to go to?
Well, the one was kind of nice.
So you knew which ones were
nice? Yeah, how they treat you.
Yeah, yeah. Which were the people in your neighborhood that you didn't go to?
Oh, Lord, a lot of them, I don't know. You can't go out not peeving.
I know.
A lot of them.
A lot of them?
Yeah.
But you really liked your aunt and your grandma.
Oh. Yeah.
Did they live close by?
All of us was a family together, right around.
When your whole family would go over to your grandparents' house to do something, maybe Sunday afternoon? I was asking you about going over to your parents' house, your grandparents' house, mm-hmm. like Sunday afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
What would you do when you went over?
Sit down, eat, and talk. Y'all going to room. Get out of here. I have a time with the children.
I see that. So you would go over to your grandparents' house on Sunday afternoon?
Uh-huh. And we'd go every day to my grandpa's house.
You
would? Uh-huh. Because then like, I lived over there and they lived over here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go there because your parents were working?
Mm-mm. I don't know what we did when we were small. But your parents could tell you stay home, then you stayed home.
Right. Do you remember reading about or having any people that you really looked up to?